So it's been a while since I've been here, not because I didn't want to, but because I was forced by circumstances to not be here. You see, I had an unwanted visitor in the form of a mammoth migraine. And let me just say, the migraine migrated with its entire extended family and cramped itself into the tiny space that is my head. Needless to say, there is little I could have done with any kind of screen unless it was screening my eyes from light. You know, being in this situation wasn't easy, considering that not even the anti-migraines I got, you know, the ones that I was taking, were working. I had no choice but to stay away from my MacBook, which I have to admit has been quite, you know, a challenging thing to do. And it is for this reason that I was unable to do the last alphabet of the Survival Alphabet series on time, as I should have. But believe me when I say that there's nothing that has made me feel bad like this did. I felt like I'd let you guys down big time, and every time I thought about it, I just kept worrying and feeling that at the back of my mind, you know, it's like I'd failed you guys for not finishing the series. But then at the same back of my mind, another thought comes to me and tells me, you know what, Liz, this wasn't your fault. You got sick and couldn't do much about it. So this is the struggle I've been going through since the 27th of May. And that's the reason why I couldn't, you know, do this last episode, and I couldn't even blog. But no matter how much I thought about it, there wasn't, you know, much I could have done, because I knew for sure the pain in my head would not allow me to do what I had to do. But like I have come to realize, I guess everything happens for a reason. Sometimes the reason may not be obvious, especially while you're suffering or going through painful moments in life. But once you break through the situation, eventually when you look back, it all makes sense. The most important thing at that point is to never lose hope, especially when you're down. Instead, always find ways of keeping your hopes up. Find ways of staying committed to the process without wavering, so that when you do recover your footing again, you can continue from where you left off like nothing really happened. This is what I call a zealous spirit. That spirit that forces you to keep going after your goals and dreams, no matter how many times life or circumstances in general put you down. That spirit will keep pushing you back up, no matter how many times you fall down. And that is why today, my last word in the Survival Alphabet series is zeal. Z for zeal. Hi, my name is Liz Washuka, and I'm delighted to be back today talking about Z for zeal. Stay with me to the end of this episode, and let's discover together what being zealous can do for you. So, what does the word zeal mean? According to my usual online dictionary, the word zeal means great energy or enthusiasm in pursuit of a cause or an objective. In other words, if you have zeal, you're willing, you're energized, and you're motivated to pursue something to the end, no matter what obstacles or challenges you encounter along the way. There are times in life when things will happen that you have no control over. Say, for example, just, we know what happened a few days ago. I lost my sense of direction and couldn't find my way home. Today, I'm still thinking about this incident, and quite frankly, I'm still baffled as to why it even happened. Let me explain. You see, after the meds I was taking for the migraine refused to work, I decided I wasn't going to go back to hospital to take any more meds or even to try change them. Instead, I decided to use exercises to weed out the headache from my system. Actually, this was my son's suggestion, because there's a time I had a similar problem and working out actually, you know, kind of solved it completely. So I decided to go for a light jog, and by light here I mean about 5 to 7 kilometers. Now, on my way back home from that jog, for some strange reason, I lost my sense of direction and couldn't find my way home. I went around in circles looking for, you know, the direction to my place for about 45 minutes. And please note, this wasn't a new route I was navigating. This has been my usual jogging route for like 4 years. meaning I literally know this place like the back of my hand. So why I got lost, it's still a mystery to me to date. I'm still trying to figure that one out. So by the time I got home, every part of my body was aching. The headache had intensified instead of subsiding. Oh yeah, and I forgot to mention that in addition to the migraine, I was also suffering some serious insomnia. I remember prior to this particular day, I had stayed like for 3 nights and 3 days with no sleep. Anyway, the very next day I decided to go for another jog using the very same route, you know, I had gotten lost the previous day. Surprisingly, I was able to get back home without a problem, though it was actually darker than the previous night when I just couldn't find my way home. That's why I'm saying I'm still trying to figure out why I lost my sense of direction. But all the same, like I said earlier, everything happens for a reason, because it is from this whole scenario that I derive today's lesson. You see, no matter how lost I got, the one thing I knew in my mind is that at the end of it all, I'll still have to find my way home. Unfortunately, I hadn't carried my phone, so I couldn't use Google Maps to find my way home. And secondly, for some strange reason, I wasn't comfortable asking any of the guys I was seeing on the road for directions. I kept on feeling weird about asking for directions. But like I said, one thing I was sure of is that no matter what happened, I would sleep in my bed that night. I was fully convinced, and there was no single doubt in my mind that I would eventually find my way home. Remember what the dictionary said? The definition of zeal is great energy or enthusiasm in pursuit of a cause or an objective. In my case, my cause or objective was to get home safely. And that was my only focus for that particular moment. While you're pursuing your dreams and goals, you will face many obstacles. Question is, are you zealous enough to deal with those obstacles until you eliminate them? Are you energetic enough to keep pulling yourself up every time you fall down as you pursue your goals and dreams? Will you still continue having that deep passion to follow your dream even when you feel lost somewhere along the way and can't seem to find the direction to your dream? Will you still be willing to keep going even when darkness envelops you all around and you can't seem to see anybody trustworthy to seek direction from? Will you still continue pushing yourself to go after your goal, especially when you get so tired and frustrated because you seem to be going round in circles instead of moving forward towards your dream or your goal? Without zeal, you will give up along the way. I know many of you have encountered major setbacks since COVID-19 hit the world. Many are looking at their goals and thinking to themselves that there is no way they can make them work in the midst of all the uncertainty the pandemic brought to the world. Sadly, I've even heard of people who decided to commit suicide because during this season, they lost everything they had. Each one of us is going through different challenges during this season. But only those with real zeal will rise above those challenges and continue moving forward. You see, zeal will cause you to look for a way out even when you can't see one. It will force you to keep looking until you get a way out. Zeal will cause you to go back to the drawing board over and over again until you get a plan that will carry you through whatever crisis, challenge, or pain you might be going through right now. It is zeal that will kick inertia out of your system, forcing you to change before change changes you. Zeal is what will keep you moving even when you feel like you don't have any more strength in you, but you still find a little left to push yourself to stand up on your feet after life has dealt you with a near technical knockout. Zeal is like the fuel needed to run a car. It's like the wind that powers a windmill or the sun rays that produce solar energy. As far as I'm concerned, zeal is the glue that holds it all together. And by it, I mean your goals, your dreams, your purpose, your destiny. Zeal is what holds it all together. So, My question to you now is, how zealous are you today? Are you thinking about the days that have already passed? Are you looking back at the months that have gone and you're thinking to yourself, I've lost enough time. I don't think I'm going to, you know, catch up or recover this. My advice to you is, start today and make the remaining days of this year count. You know what? You can actually decide that today is the beginning of the rest of your life. Be ignited, be inspired, be influenced to become the best version of yourself as you zealously go after your dream without fear or favor. God bless you. Stay safe and stay sane.